We're doing our quick class in Jewish history. We had learned of Yishmael's passing. We had learned how Yitzchak mourned over Yishmael's passing. We had learned how Yaakov came back after his 14 years learning in Shem and Aver and then was sent away. And now we're up to the year 2180. Rachel is born. And 5 years later, Yaakov is 77 years old as he leaves Be'er Sheva, he leaves the land of Israel, and he's going out to find a wife, right? He's running from his brother Esav, and Esav calls in his son Eliphaz and tells him, take your sword and run after Yaakov, and you wait and ambush him. When he comes, you go ahead of him and ambush him and kill him in one of the mountains and take everything he owns and bring it back to me. So Eliphaz was a good hunter. He rushed out like his father told him. He's 13 years old. And Eliphaz takes 10 men with him, 10 of his uncles. And he runs out after Yaakov. And he waits near the city of Shechem in ambush, hiding for Yaakov. And when Yaakov approaches, he draws his sword. And Yaakov asks them, what do you want? What do you guys want from me? What you coming after me with the sword? And Eliphaz approaches Yaakov. And he says, my father sent me here to kill you. And I will not go against what my father said. And Yaakov begs him. Yaakov says, take everything I own. Leave me alone. Don't kill me. It'll be meritorious for you. And Eliphaz continues approaching. And we will pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.